Wisconsin has to lift this ban if it wants to qualify for a share of more than $4 billion in federal Race to the Top stimulus money. It's one of only a handful of states that prohibits using test scores to evaluate teachers right now. Mary Bell is president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council, or WEAC. She told the state assembly panel that her union supports ending the ban and that teachers are behind the goals of Race to the Top.
The purpose is that instructors and instruction will be more effective, more directed at student learning and what happens in our classrooms than it is today.
But the Wisconsin Association of School Boards opposes the plan. Lobbyist Sherry Krause says that while it lets school districts look at test results, they still can't use them to fire, suspend, or discipline a teacher who gets poor results.
We think it goes too far in protecting the employment interests of teachers and would make it more difficult to discharge or discipline a teacher. Unfortunately, we think it actually contradicts what the Race to the Top guidelines indicate.
The plan already cleared a Senate committee and could clear the full legislature this week. Among other proposals lawmakers are considering is one that would give the state superintendent more power to intervene in the Milwaukee public school system, although that plan is not essential to getting Race to the Top funds. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.